to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ, none of you is a believer, حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, until I become more beloved to him, more dear to him than his own father, than his own son, than the rest of the people in his life. One must love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, any other person that lives in this world. Only then a person can become a believer. And if you look towards the Quran says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. The Quran says that, O my beloved Prophet, you tell the people, you tell all of the believers, which includes us, if you love Allah, if any one of you loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then become a servant of mine. فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, fulfill my orders and my commands, become a servant of mine. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allah will love you if you enslave yourself to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you do that, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then become a servant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you become a servant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We look into the life of the Sahaba ikram. How did they become servants of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When you look into the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how the Sahaba ikram sacrificed their day-to-day lives and various aspects of their lives for the sake of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we learn exactly as Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu said, کہ ان کے نامِ پاک پر دل مال و جان, ان کے نامِ پاک پر دل مال و جان, نج دیا سب تج دیا پھر تجھ کو کیا ملا, نج دیا سب تج دیا پھر تجھ کو کیا ملا. A man to gain and attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to sacrifice everything in his life for the sake of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that there were three separate parts to my life. And he says the first is when I knew with certainty that if I die at this moment, then I will go to the hellfire. And that was before I accepted Islam. And he says the third was when I knew I didn't know. Not I knew, I did not know that if I die at this moment, then I don't know whether I will go to Jannah or Jahannam. I do not know. And this was after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left our physical eyes. He says that second period of my life was when I knew with absolute certainty that if I die, then I will enter Jannah. I knew with certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me and I will enter Jannah if I die. And he says that second period, كُنْتُ عَبْدَهُ, I was the servant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was a slave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are these people who say it is haram and kufr and shirk to say Abdul Mustafa. And here in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is saying, كُنْتُ عَبْدَهُ, I was the servant and slave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why wouldn't he? For the Quran says, oh my beloved, you tell the people, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Allah orders the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that say to the people, Ya ibadi, O my servants and slaves. So the Quran is saying that we are all Abdul Mustafa. Then why would we not say Abdul Mustafa? And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, Ki Ya ibadi, keh ke humko shah ne apna banda kar liya, phir tujhko kya? The Sahaba-e-Kiram and the Quran and the Hadith is teaching us that to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become enslaved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ibadi keh ke humko shah ne apna banda kar liya phir tujhko kya? Aur dev ke bandon se kab hai ye khitab? Dev ke bandon se kab hai ye khitab? Tu na unka hai na tha phir tujhko kya? اور دیو کے بندوں سے ہم کو کیا غرض؟ دیو کے بندوں سے ہم کو کیا غرض؟ ہم ہیں عبد مصطفیٰ، پھر تجھ کو کیا؟ At the time of the Battle of Uhud, a woman from Madinatul Munawwara, she hears the news that the matter has changed in the battlefield. She runs towards the battlefield. She leaves Madinatul Munawwara on her own, running towards the battlefield. And she's running and she comes to a mujahid, a sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is returning with the news. And she asks him, what is the situation in the battlefield? And he says, that your father has passed away. Your father has been martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And she continues to run. She's running towards the battlefield. What is she running for? She meets another and she asks, what is the situation? He says, your father has been martyred. Your husband has also been martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And she continues to run as though nothing has happened. She continues to run until she sees the battlefield of Uhud. When she sees the battlefield of Uhud, she sees the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed face. And she sees that he is alive. She comes closer and she says, Ya Rasulallah, kullu shay, kullu musibatin ba'daka jalal ya Rasulallah. That everything, every matter and every calamity and every problem, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, comes after you. If you are fine, then everything is fine. If you are fine, Ya Rasulullah, then nothing is a problem for me. They love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than their own fathers and their husbands and their spouses and their whole families. These are the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Look at the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Sayyidina Urwa ibn Mas'ud, before he accepted Islam, he comes to Hudaybiyah. And he comes to discuss the treaty that was yet to be made. When he returns back to Makkatul Mukarramah, he tells the fellow Meccans, the people of Mecca, he tells them, he says, Wallahi, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wafattu ala al-muluk, I have been in the court of many kings. And just to place more emphasis, he says, Wallahi wafattu ala Kaisar wa Kisra wa Najashi. I have been in the court of Kaisar, I have been in the court of Kisra, and I have been in the court of Najashi. These great, great kings, the biggest names of that time, I have been in their court. And he says, Wallahi in ra'aytu malikan khattu. يُعَظِّمُهُ أَصْحَابُهُ مَا يُعَظِّمُ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. He says that I have never, and I swear by Allah, I have never seen any king respected by his men in the manner that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is respected and loved by his men.
Nara takbir, nara risalat,
ya Rasulullah,
jashn-e-id miladun nabi,
zindabad.
He says ma tanakhama nukhamatan illa waqa'a fi kaffi rajulin minhum. He says he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never remove the blessed saliva from his blessed mouth, but it would land in one of the hands of them Sahaba Ikram. Subhanallah. Now you tell me, when a person spits, does he spit behind or does he spit in front? Even if he turns round, he spits where he can see. Is it possible for you to spit and the spit comes out from the back and you can't see? No. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed the saliva from his blessed mouth. He was watching what was happening. He was seeing exactly what was happening. And it says in Bukhari Sharif that the Sahaba Ikram would gather that saliva into their hands and then they would rub it onto their faces and onto their bodies. They would rub that blessed saliva. And it says that whenever he ordered something, they would run towards fulfilling that order and that command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution, كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَضُوئِهِ. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution, you know the water that drips off the body that has been used to wash your limbs, known as al-ma'ul musta'mal. It is used water. And do you know that it is makruh to do wudu with that water? That water becomes makruh. But because this water was from the blessed body of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba ikram were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says in Bukhari, قَالُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ. It was near that they would kill each other for it. They were fighting each other to attain that water that was dripping from the limbs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now tell me, this aqidah of being engrossed in the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the tabarukat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has this been innovated from Bareilly Sharif? Has this been innovated by Imam Ahmad Raza? These were the Sahaba ikram who are preaching this. And not only the Sahaba, it is all happening before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he did not prohibit it. And if he did not prohibit it, then that means it is permissible. And if it is the act of the Sahaba, it is the Sunnah of the Sahaba ikram. This is how they loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. And not only that, a Qurayshi slave, a slave from amongst the Quraysh, he once was doing the practice of cupping on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when the blessed blood exited the blessed body of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the servant, he couldn't bear the desire and the urge to jump towards that blessed blood. And he placed his mouth there and he drank the blood. Allahu Akbar. And the Quran had clearly said that ad-damul masfuh, that flowing blood, is impure. It is an impurity. This servant is a sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does he not know? Of course he knows. Because he knows that hukum for ad-damul masfuh is for the armed people. But this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ki saltaan wa qadam shaan hai ye. How can his blessed blood be impure? How can it be impure? He drinks the blood. And do you know what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? He says, idhab fa innaka ahrarta nafsaka minan nar. Go, you have freed yourself from Jahannam, the fire will not burn you anymore, because you have drunk the blood of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love that the Sahaba kiram had for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but even for anything that had a nisbah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, again in Bukhari Sharif, it says that he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh Allah, bless me with shahada, martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. And make my death come in the city of Madinah al-Munawwarah. Subhanallah. He would desire to die in the city of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the love that the Sahaba ikram taught us. And not only that, you know when the Sahaba ikram would perform salah, when they performed salah, there's a hadith, either Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah, ya Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, the ulama ikram will know. When they were performing salah behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must that view be like, subhanallah? A tabi'i, a student of a sahabi, asks him, أَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَتْلُ الْقُرْآنَ فِي صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. That did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Qur'an in the Salatul Asr? Did he used to pray the Qur'an in Asr namaz? He says, نعم كانوا يقرأ. Yes, he used to recite the Qur'an in Salatul Asr. Now the student says, how do you know? Asr is a silly salah. There's no volume. How do you know? The Sahabi says, بِالْتِرَابِ لِحْيَتِهِ, by the movement of his blessed beard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In salah, when we are performing salah behind the imam, where do we look? We look down in the place of sajda. Where were the Sahaba ikram looking? Subhanallah, this was the ishq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how they loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore it is a duty for every single believer to ensure that he loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his heart, mind and soul. It is extremely important. And when you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it automatically means that you love everybody that loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we love the ulama ahl sunnah. But at the same time, it also means that you must dislike. And I know hate is a very strong word, but even hate the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it possible for a man to be a believer and yet love Abu Jahl? Mumin bhi hai, Abu Jahl se muhabbat bhi hai. How would he love the enemy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the same way, for every single one of us, it is absolutely important that we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time, we dislike and hate every single person who degrades or slanders the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is important, and it is proven from the Quran and Hadith. And this is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, "Kim mahabba," this love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will take you to Jannah, it is not enough by just knowing and believing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "Unhe jana, unhe mana," and he says, it's not enough. Unhe jana mana, but it's not enough. Janne manne se kaam pura nahi hua. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahi alhamd, main dunya se musalman gaya. You have to believe, you have to know, and you must cut ties with all the others. Only then he says, ke lillahi alhamd, main dunya se musalman gaya.
Allah.
This is the completion of love, and this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ki man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah وَعَطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Only then your iman is mukammal. And it's not easy. People think it's easy to love only for the sake of Allah. It is not easy. It was people like Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu who practiced this nearer to our time. And of course all our other pious predecessors. Look at the love of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. Once Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, amongst his students after the Asr Salam, and my teacher was Al-Muhaddis Kabir, the son of Sadr al-Sharia, he mentioned this incident to me. He says, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu was sitting amongst his students, his khulafa, and his mu'taqideen. And he says that there is this wazifa. Ek wazifa hai. He says, bimaro ke liye shifa. It is shifa for the ill and the sick and the patients. It gives you barakah in rizq. Any calamity you have, it will give you success from it. It will relieve you from all your troubles and your problems. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu went on and mentioned all the benefits of this wazifa. And the ulama who were present, they were dearly waiting that when will he tell us what this wazifa is. This wazifa can make rain come when there is no rain. This wazifa can stop the hurricanes. This wazifa can stop typhoons. It can protect you from earthquakes. It can protect you from accidents. This wazifa can do anything you want. And Sayyid Ayyub Sahib, who used to sit in the court of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, he says, Huzur wa wazifa to bataye. Huzur, tell us what the wazifa is. And Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, Wahi to batana chahta hu, lekin uske fawaid to sun lijiye. And then he goes on and he goes on and he goes on. And then he says, Suno, suno, wo ishke Mustafa hai. Wo wazifa ishke Mustafa hai. Wo wazifa ishke Mustafa hai. Ishq-e Mustafa, subhanallah. Walk it, sleep it, sit it, every time live in Ishq-e Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This Sayyid Ayyub Sahib, the Khadim, he used to sit in the court of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. He says that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu would wake up in the morning for tahajjud. He would perform his tahajjud and then he would sit in that position waiting for salah, go to the masjid, perform the Fajr salah. After Fajr salah, he would start writing fatawa after eating a little. He would start writing all the way till Zuhr Salah. Writing, writing, writing. And after Zuhr Salah, returns from the masjid, starts writing again. Then he would eat and then continue to write. All the way until Asr Salah. After Asr Salah, many people would come to visit him. The ulama kiram would be present. Huzur, I don't understand this. Huzur, this is Al-Bahru Raik. This is the ibarat, I don't understand this. Huzur, this istiftah has come, I don't know where the answer is. Huzur, this, huzur, that. Some people came for ta'weez, some people came for wazaif, some people came for dua. All sorts of people came after Asr Salah. And he says it would seem as though everyone is asking their question at the same time, and Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu is giving an answer and resolving their problems at the same time. And then he says after Asr Salah, after Maghrib Salah, until Maghrib that would continue. After Maghrib Salah, he would start writing again. Until Isha Salah. After that, he would continue to write. Until midnight would come. Sayyid Ayyub Sahib says that I would say to Huzur, ke Huzur, ab bas kare, ab kuch aram kar le. Now you should rest. He says Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu would lift his pen, he would place it in the case, and then he would say, okay, we shall rest now. And then he would go to the resting place. And then he would lie down, but his legs were folded in. He says his legs would be folded in. And I would think, since morning, he has been sitting with his legs folded. Because he used to sit on the floor. Not on a soft surface, a hard surface. He would sit on the floor with his legs folded all the way until midnight. And now when it is time to rest and sleep, he is still sleeping in a manner that his legs are folded. So he says, I couldn't bear it. And I got hold of the blessed legs of Imam Ahmad Raza and I straightened them. Pao phela dijiye. Tange phela dijiye. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu sits up. He goes, Sayyid Sahib, kya kar rahe aap? He says, ki huzur aap, din bhar ٹانگے سمیٹ کر بیٹھے ہیں, اب کچھ دیر تو ٹانگے پھیلا دے. امام احمد رضا رضی اللہ عنہ سیز کے سید صاحب, مسلمان دنیا میں ٹانگ پھیلانے نہیں آیا, کام کرنے کے لیے آیا. مسلمان دنیا میں ٹانگ پھیلانے نہیں آیا, کام کرنے کے لیے آیا. اور جب وہ سوئے تو اسے چاہیے کہ اس طرح سوئے کہ کام چلتا رہے. سبحان اللہ. And how did he used to sleep? When a person would stand from behind and see, then it would seem as though his blessed head is meem, his blessed body is ha and meem, and then the dal, Muhammad. And this is how he radiallahu anhu used to sleep. It was as though he was fanafir Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is why he says, khawfuna raka raza zara. Tu to hai abde Mustafa. Abde Mustafa, this is the key. Abde Mustafa, khawfuna raka raza zara. Tu to hai abde Mustafa. Tere liye aman hai. Tere liye aman hai. Teri dozakh se to kuch chheena nahi. Khuld mein pahuncha raza, phir tujhko kya. Jazakum. خیر و مالی نہیں.